can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot. Alright, yo, what's going on? Another episode of the Big Homie's House. We got JoJo over there stuffing her face. Stuffing her fat face. Gina's collection.
Gina's collections.
No.
Wait.
I'm changing my name.
To what?
To what? Why?
Lashes.
Oh. What you about to do? You about to be a real estate agent? What's going on? You about to strip?
And Mike.
I'm an esthetician, so, you know, I
want to. Oh, I need my face esthetician. Whatever that is. Hold on, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah, he likes facials.
Yeah, sit on my face. I love it.
Not you, somebody else. Your yams ain't big enough.
Yeah.
Oh, you saying
hers are Royal Green. What's up? Am
hey,
I saying it right?
It's Royale.
Royale. I knew it was an E on that motherfucker, mm-hmm. So that E just changed everything.
It do.
Like yeah.
Like parsley.
Like parsley? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. No, you got to have a, if you cook something cool, it don't look cool until you put parsley on. Exactly. It could taste amazing.
It's not done until you put parsley.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You just add a little.
That should add a pizzazz.
It just look like a.
You said pizzazz?
Yeah, pizzazz.
It, it adds a little oomph.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't like making my garlic mashed potatoes without it. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I gotta see that in it. A little parsley.
You gotta see a little something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It don't have a taste at all. Do y'all taste it?
No.
Hell no. Like it tastes like leaves, nigga.
It tastes like leaves. I mean, the kind of leaves I like, I kinda don't know about. Don't know. Mm. I like the way leaves taste.
Y'all over here eating food, and I'm drinking smoothies. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Be careful with that smoothie now.
I ate enough food in my lifetime, though.
Be careful. Okay. Hello.
Hello. All right. But, you know, this is another episode of the Big Homies House. Got homies in the building.
Hello.
Gina Collection. Yeah, the mic is on Royale Green. Of course, the biggest.
The biggest.
Something like that.
Yeah. We got the biggest homie, JoJo.
Yeah, with the ponytails, pigtails today. Don't worry, I'm in transition right now.
Oh, okay, well, shit, let's kick things off with the porch. Talk about things going to pop culture and society. And did you see the video of Glorilla throwing her wig off in the crowd?
Yes,
bro. Well, I didn't see the video.
Yeah.
But I did see the girl get it installed.
Yeah, that's what I
now
was.
That's too taking it
that's,
too far.
That's what I was about to lead into.
Well, I was going to say, like, first of all, she didn't take that motherfucker off. They was snatching that shit off.
It is Philly.
They was snatching her shit. Yeah.
They snatched it off?
Yeah, they snatched it off. So she took it off. And was like, motherfucker.
Damn. Why the crowds fucking with Big Glow like that now? Like,
I think it was the wig. It could have been anybody.
Damn.
It won't
that. That's just crazy.
But, okay, well, let's talk about her, this other person putting that motherfucker on. Like, is that, I don't know. I don't have hair. So I'm really lost in the world of what goes on in hair and with women in hair. So is that common? Do motherfuckers be sharing wigs?
Don't share your wig. That's taking it too far.
People, I know.
I share the wig. Ain't no back in the day for me. Girl, please. I just used your wig. You ain't get it back, but I used it.
Clean,
yeah,
and I gave it to you. That you
I ain't care. I use.
They didn't wash it. They just installed the shit right there.
I feel like that's just taking it. I know what I go through with my wig on my head.
Right.
You
think
you
want to
put this on your head?
No, when I saw it, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Like I saw it and I was like, did she really just get? That's like really weird. Like you really just got her wig installed.
Yeah,
but I literally got my cousin's wig installed.
But that's
and
your
then,
cousin.
Yeah. Right. That's the part that I was like, okay, maybe it's a difference because she don't even know Shorty. She don't know what she got going on in her hair. Because you got to understand, like, she was parting my hair early. She's like, you got dandruff all up in your hair. I'm like, girl, shut up. I just got to wash it. Shut up. So just think, like, if that wig had dandruff and all types of
sweat.
Shit.
That's really what I be thinking like, about, sweat.
Yeah, it's just a lot of shit that might come from that.
And you just putting it on. I'm pretty sure she didn't even wash it that good.
I got this sweat towel, right? I got the sweat towel. You know, it's heating up. It's getting about 80 degrees now in Atlanta. I remember one time, this dude, who remain nameless, asked to use my sweat towel.
Oh, that's nasty.
Like, bruh, you see, like, it's used. It's damp. It's moist. Why you want and it's warm. Why you want to put this on your face? Why you want to use this at all?
People like that wash up with, like, the little piece of soap that's in the bathroom.
Or well, some people wash with their fucking hands.
You can't trust that. Like,
boy, fuck you. Fuck you. Because I be washing up with my hands sometimes.
JoJo, why don't you use washcloths?
Okay. I use a loofah in my shower. I have a loofah. That's what I use. But If I go somewhere and I ain't got no towel, I can't find no towel, I'm going to use my hand. I don't know what you want me to use. What you want me to use? My shirt. What you want me to use?
Prepare.
Sometimes we don't have towels.
Prepare.
You always, well, your side always had towels. We ain't always have towels, babe.
Oh, you talking about y'all was in the trenches?
We ain't always have towels.
Y'all was in the trenches?
It's okay. Because sometimes you got to cut a big towel. To make small little.
Nah, yes. I ain't never been this deep in the trenches.
Been
hold on. Where you from?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
But I done been over cousins' houses where they like, dude, we ain't got, this is what we got.
Yeah.
So you like, well, you got to do what you
got to
do.
Yeah, don't get mad at me. At least I used my hand and didn't just not use shit.
Right. At least some folks are just, well, hello.
Right. At least
boy, you still smell like yesterday.
You just gotta sit in the shower. Like this is gonna be a lot of information, but it's okay. Just bear with me. You just gotta let the water hit you for a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you gotta like scratch yourself so you can get all the
she
dirt
got a
off.
Process.
Yeah.
You gotta scratch yourself, get all the dirt
I'm
off.
Still dirty.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta scratch it like that, and then you get the soap, and then you do what you gotta do.
Nah, I know some folks that will.
Feel it in your pores.
I know some folks that will do that and still see the dirt on them. Like, I've been here long enough.
Have y'all, so what is that shit like? Has this ever happened to you? You get in the shower, you wash up. You did a good job. You wash up, you get out, you dry off, and it's like that little brown.
That's oil.
What is that shit? That brown shit that roll up on your skin?
Yeah, I think that's oil.
That's oil.
It's oil? Mm-hmm. It's not dirt?
No,
I think it's oil.
Like, cause you be clean,
right?
Like,
you literally
usually
scrubbing yourself.
Cause most likely women, a lot of time we bathe with something that has oil in it.
Oh, okay.
So like when we get out we kind of clammy, not clammy, but like
our
skin is wet, but it's still like moisturized.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, how the fuck I'm still dirty. I gotta get my ass back up in here.
You know what's worse than that though?
Having to shit when you get out the shower.
Oh my! Don't be so well.
Yeah, because I know.
Because
I'm about to get back in.
You got to get back in.
You know what's crazy, though? It's like, I cannot sit on a toilet with a wet-ass booty.
You can't. So you kind of like,
you got to dry off.
You got to dry off.
And then
that's
you
the worst
go.
Thing
no, but
ever,
even when you
dog.
Dry off, you still be wet.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, like your skin is still like clammy. And yours now you dry, but now your booty
gets
stuck to the
seat. But if I be feeling it coming, I just be having to turn the water back off hot. Like, I got to turn the water on cold. I got to just vibe out a little bit. Like, let's see what's about to happen.
Yeah, that shit be pissing me
off. No, I know what's about to happen. I seen the story.
That shit be pissing me off.
Because sometimes you don't know. It could be just a little pass-through. And then you like...
Oh, no, that's the worst part.
Have you ever shitted in the shower before?
Well, all right, you are too... deep in the trenches,
I've
JoJo.
I've never done that. I was just asking, have that ever happened? So I know, like, y'all done probably peed in the shower before, or am I tripping?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all are gross. No, just kidding.
I mean, we're going to be honest.
No, I think
everybody
that
done peed in the shower.
Some people done got peed on in the shower.
Hello, period.
Shout out to Carisha.
Hey, babe. So,
you was a sick bastard. Hello. Jesus Christ, I forgot.
I think it was a long time ago. I had seen okay, she not nowhere near where I'm at. I tell her some shit, she be like, you're fucking disgusting. You're fucking sick. But it's okay, because you know, you heard the song Freak a Leak with P.D. Pablo. My name is in there. I ain't gonna say which name it was, because I'm JoJo motherfucking Alonzo, but just know that government is in there. Okay? Motherfuckers gonna be like, I know that this is one of your names.
Is it Tisha?
This is one of your names. Yeah, he said that for a reason. We wasn't doing nothing because I was young. I don't know if he was prowling on me or not at the time.
He could have been.
Prowling.
But let me spin the block back on this Sharon Wiggs topic. So Sharon Wiggs, no, that's nasty. But have y'all ever shared underwear?
No.
Hell no.
No, I'll free ball before I put somebody panties on.
Facts. I'm not sharing no draws.
Come on now.
Yeah, that was the correct answer.
What?
I mean, who is sharing somebody's panties?
No, that's too much. I remember my mom gonna tell me one time, I'm like, I ain't got no drawers. She was like, you can see your drawers through that. And I was like, okay, well, I ain't got no other drawers. She's like, here, put these on. I said, I know good and damn well you're just giving your panties to me. She said, oh my God, they're clean. Clean to who? To you?
Yeah.
We not finna be patting vaginas simultaneously, whatever the fuck the word is. You know I can't talk. We not finna be doing that, Mom. Not gonna do it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I just want to test the temperature.
Okay.
You know, if motherfuckers were sharing
they
wigs,
nasty.
So let's see. do men share clippers? Is that something that's like nasty clippers? To you guys? Like clippers? Like
personal clippers?
Yeah, like clippers.
I don't know, because like at the barbershop, niggas are sharing clippers.
That's true.
But I don't go to the bar. Niggas, but the barbershop has been hit by inflation as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it just
has.
Don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
You're your own barber.
$40 for.
I think it's more than that.
$80.
No, it's $40.
Is
base.
It?
$100 if they come to your house.
150 for the house call.
I don't know. No, I ain't never paid for a haircut.
Oh, I'm not. I refuse.
So when my barber had two times cut my hair after that. After that shit, I got one of them things. Yeah, about to do my own shit.
I'm trying to think. Okay, so hats.
What do men share?
Y'all share hats?
Share clothes.
Y'all share shoes?
Yes.
You share shoes with your
friends? No, because anybody got my size.
What's y'all share 13? Socks.
Oh,
socks?
Size
hell no.
Nah. Y'all share
I be
shoes.
Losing socks.
Oh, socks. I share socks. I don't really trip too
yeah,
much
I don't
about,
trip about, no
about
socks.
The socks. That ain't
so
too
if you
much.
Found out dude you was talking to was sharing clothes with his homie.
Hell no. Nah.
Why?
I don't like that.
It depends. Like, are you like sharing are you sharing clothes with
whose
your
clothes
homie?
Clothes are they?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, like, who are you?
Are you
sharing? You dressed as this nigga. I like that nigga. I don't like you.
Are you sharing clothes? Okay, I take that back. Because, like, if you're sharing clothes because you ain't got no clothes, then it's a problem. But you know what I'm saying? If your homeboy got something you thought was fly, you want to wear it, then okay. Because I women do it all the time.
We do.
I'm not going to say that, like my homegirl be like, ooh, let me, ooh, that's nice. Let me borrow that dress or some shit like right. that. Like, it's nothing. So, but it don't mean I ain't got no clothes. Now, I don't got no clothes. If you guys want to send me some clothes, any type of boutiques, anything like that, P.O. box is in the link below. Fuck
but
it
be certain pieces but, that you share and don't share. You just don't be sharing. Yeah. Good shit.
Like, yeah, like your designer DJ, shit.
Right, like,
you don't
girl,
share
you know,
that.
I'm not sharing some of that.
Yeah, like, you know, like my Givenchy shirt, you know. You
so,
just,
your homegirls
you
can't ask
share
for the good
shit.
Shit.
Like
they
that.
Can't
no,
ask for the good shit.
No, you can wear these
like you be
fashion over jeans
back.
If you want to put these on. But
no, she wants to wear the Balenciaga
no,
hoodie.
It's not going to happen. Come on now. You ain't sharing
no,
that.
No, but you want to know something,
it's
though?
Too far.
I have a friend, though, and she wears, like, she be trying to get me on some top tier, all designer type bitch level. That's why she be trying to get me to be. You know what I'm talking about? And that's just all like she wears. So anytime she come and she visits and shit and we be going out, she'll take out all her designer shit and be like, you can wear any of it. Whatever you
but
want.
But that's how I am though.
Wear it.
Like I have a lot of clothes. So my friends treat my closet like a shopping thing.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I be putting that shit on now. Y'all follow her
donation. If you're trying to send donations, I repeat.
No, I really
do.
You guys
you
are trying to send donations. She ain't had all that ass her whole life, have you?
Yeah, for the most part.
She's smaller now.
What size you wear?
I wear a 8 in jeans.
I'm just asking. I just want to know. You wear 8 in jeans? Mm-hmm. Okay. I know she's not my size. I seen her ass. A 5. Yeah.
One BBL away.
Talking about you want BBL away. Really, if I just fuck a little bit more from the back, I'd probably be straight.
A little more anal in your life?
It ain't. Actually, y'all know I seen this one girl. She was real skinny. And I know the dude that she's in a relationship with, and I know that they was fucking, like, and I know the sex was good because I fucked him. But,
whoa.
And he had a big dick. But,
is this your friend?
No.
Oh.
This girl that I know or that I've seen around or whatever, she was, that I knew. A girl
that's
that
all I. Shit.
No, a girl that I knew of, she started dating this guy who I fucked in the past, and she got thick as fuck. And I'm like, and she was skinny, like a 0-1.
That's eating too, though. Like, when you in a relationship, them that food, it be the dick,
but that
too,
shit goes
but
straight
it be
to
the food.
Ass.
That's why you got to be careful, because the nigga.
You think so?
You said nigga what?
What you think?
Get you a gut. And
oh, do you think this happy weight?
I don't get me too happy around this motherfucker.
Okay, hello.
Let me go through that phone a little bit.
Okay. Because as soon as I go through that phone, baby, I'm about to.
So do y'all relationships need a little bit of that? You don't want to be too happy. You want to just a little
happy
bit.
Happy people
of
scare me.
Shit.
What that mean?
Bad. People that's too happy, I just be like, you kill people or something. Like,
why are
you happy all the time? Like, something ain't right.
Hey, life ain't that good, though. She kind of right. Like
you ain't a person.
Y'all
like,
can't be mad at somebody for being happy.
I am.
She's a Muslim. I'm not. Yeah, because why is
cause
you happy?
Because them happy niggas
the
got bodies
right
in a
now?
Trunk or something. Like, what?
I ain't gonna lie. I would like to continue to be happy. I feel like I've been through a lot of shit long enough to where I deserve to be happy. So if I run across someone that's happy and I'm always happy, then let me. I ain't gonna say let me live in that fairy tale, but
oh, you don't
want to
know.
Just let me know. I'm gonna. I'm gonna find out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was tripping over those words, but I'm gonna fucking find out.
You gonna find
I'm
out?
I'm gonna fuck around and find out, and guess what you gonna do? Hello.
Wow. Y'all are violent.
I'm dead ass motherfucking serious.
But
it gets to the point to where sometimes I will tell myself like, don't even do it. Don't even go through that phone.
Yeah, I do too though.
Don't even do it, bitch.
Like, it be so many voices in your head. It just be sitting there like. And I just be like, you know, it ain't even worth it. I am having a good day. I'm having a good day. I just put on Jhené Aiko. I really want to go through the nigga phone?
I'm trying to have sex tonight. Right. Like, I'm off the liquor. Exactly. I don't even want to. Right. I'm tired of being upset. Okay. Let me go to Starbucks.
Let me go get some Starbucks.
So you suspect something going on, but you not going.
I don't suspect the damn thing.
No, it's just be open. I just something in your body just say, go through the phone.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, but, okay, so you go through the phone. What you going to find?
Everything.
You don't know. But what you're going to do is go to the search bar and the messages and start typing shit in it.
Yep.
And then the threads that pop up, you click on it.
Yep.
And then you see like, pussy. Let's type in pussy.
Yeah, let's type in pussy. Let's type in link up. Egg, let's type in miss you.
Where you at?
So if you afraid.
Pull up. So to me,
if you afraid to go through the phone, you think something in there.
No, you just like, trying. You just
going through it, you want to. You
just want to know what he got going on. Like, exactly. I want to see what
you
got
Or
you
looking for something. And like, if you know deep down inside you don't want the answer, don't go through that phone. Like, you know you about to stay with this nigga.
That's what I said. You think something is in there.
No, listen. Let me explain it. You're not thinking that anything is in it. You just want to look to see what he got going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You could look in it. He could have like some mediocre shit going on.
He could see gay porn and be like, what the fuck?
Ooh, now
how did we get here?
I'm just saying. That's why I can see that shit.
The risk you take with taking a nigga phone,
yeah, you gotta,
it'd be more than just him fucking on somebody or like him cheating. It'd be like,
a lot of shit.
You
just
nigga
think
for
about
$10?
Just think about all the shit you got you in your phone.
Did you hear what she said?
What she said?
She said, you was asking the nigga for $10?
See what I'm saying?
It's embarrassing. I can't go through that phone. I'm just
think about it. How much shit you got in your phone that if somebody were to air out, you would be like, what
some
the
bullshit.
Fuck?
Some bullshit. Like, you be talking shit. Like, I be talking shit.
Like, you, yeah, like, you can say anything. Yeah, it could be group messages. It could be your photos. It could be your search history.
Exactly.
Just some shit that's just solely for you that you
that
don't
y'all
think
playing,
nobody
y'all
else.
Not supposed to be playing.
Like,
y'all playing.
Oh, no, I know. With my dogs, like, we be saying some words.
Some crazy
boy.
Shit. You don't want people to see that. They start to see you like,
who the
but
fuck is
like
this
like
person?
I feel like you can't really judge people off of the shit that they do in the dark.
That's when you do it the most because
that's who they are.
But you know, yeah, I see what
you fucking horses in the dark, bitch. I need to know that.
I need to know.
Why?
Because I don't want to fuck a nigga
that's fucking a horse.
Why am I fucking a horse?
How is fucking a horse gay? I'm not saying I'd fuck a horse. I don't know. Let's get that out.
I wouldn't say that it's gay. It's just
gay,
like,
just
it's
weird
as fuck. Like, why is you doing that? Like, no. Mm-mm.
I see what you're saying. Because
it gets weird out
probably here. Not that example because if nigga want to fuck a horse, let him fuck a horse. But if you're doing some, like, immoral shit, like,
that's sick
fucking with kids, you... That do need to be exposed. And if you're doing
exposed,
that in the dark.
Exposed, that nigga need to go down.
Yeah, you need to go
electric
somewhere that's not here.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Expeditiously.
No.
So, like, no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so you just don't really be, you don't be looking like, yeah, I know I'm going to find him fucking with a bitch.
Yeah,
like, nah,
it just be
just
like,
what
type
what
shit
doing.
This nigga on?
I want to see, and I want to see how, like, I want to know everything. I want to know who you talking to. I want to know how often you talking to them. Then I'm going to start adding it in. Like, okay, so you
but
talk to
again,
her at this
we
time.
All
hold
got...
on, don't interrupt.
You're
then
right.
You talking to her at this time. So why the fuck I text you at this time and
you
text me back, but you text this bitch back. Okay, so let me make sure, let me take a picture of that bitch. Hello.
Or
what's
you said you was here, but then in this text, you said
you
somewhere
was
some, else.
Okay. I just need to know who I'm dealing with. Like, what? Like, you lying. So now next time it happened, I'm on your ass.
All right, but look, you want to know who you're dealing with. Cool. But does your dude know everything about you?
Of course not.
Why would he though?
So it's not even. So if you don't want.
But niggas go through phones too.
Oh, sure do.
Nah.
Are you crazy? I had a nigga taking my picture. Is he taking my pictures on my phone?
Yeah.
I got my phone back because someone just told me to go. And I, like, you know, you scroll, you see what apps is open.
Mm-hmm.
All my shit is open. Like, my texts, my DMs on Instagram, my DMs on Twitter. Like, niggas go through phones.
No, I woke up and the nigga was just up. And he was just up. And it was early as fuck. And I'm just like, you know, I'm like, what's up? Are you chilling? I'll go to sleep. He's still up. Like, what the fuck?
Niggas go through phones.
Why are you up?
They probably go through phones more than
you
us.
He's trying to cut me off.
My bad. Because I'm... Blast it.
Okay, relax.
I'm blasted.
He up, just up. He up, just up, just up. And I'm like, you good? He like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So I lay back down. He like, ain't gonna lie, I went through your phone. I'm like, oh, shit.
Now, this is your dude or this somebody you just started talking to?
This was my nigga at the time.
Damn, what was in there?
Oh, shit. It was a whole bunch of shit. And then luckily, he didn't really go through for real, I know. He really didn't go through
it. He probably
it,
was
real,
about
real,
to,
real,
and then
real.
Some made his stomach hurt and was like, let me put this
shit down.
Yeah,
he put that shit down. He saw that shit and was like, that's enough.
You see?
I wasn't like having sex with nobody, but I was definitely texting other people, like telling them I missed them, linking up with them, shit like that, like emotional ass shit. So it was like, it was over with. It wasn't over with, but it was over with for that day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
after that. I had left the house when my nigga went through my phone. I was like with my best friend, and we was already going somewhere, so he was taking my picture because we were going somewhere. And I was like, bitch, we got to stay out. We was out all day. Like, I was drinking mimosas.
Oh, he never told you he went through it. No, you just knew he did.
I just knew he did. So, but I knew when I went in the house, it was about to be some shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, okay, bye. So we got in my car. I said, bitch, he just went through my phone. She like, how? I scrolled up and showed her what was open.
So you saw everything that he saw?
Yeah, I saw everything that he saw.
Okay, what happened when you... Okay. Don't get him
no
clues.
I'm just so like, yeah, you can take my picture.
No. You got to do it like this.
I had a better iPhone.
I do this every time. I put it up like this so you don't see my face. I hold that bitch and click it. Take my picture. You ain't even see none of my pictures at the bottom.
That's true.
You can have my shit open. You ain't even do none of that.
Remember when I got on your phone? And I tweeted from your page?
Yeah. Fucking.
I was tempted to look in them DMs, but I didn't.
Ain't nothing in there.
Shit.
Ain't nothing in there.
Anyway, you got anything toxic you want to talk about? Any toxic topics on your mind?
I'm trying to think of what was that one I had asked the other day. Matter of fact, let's talk about this because this is something that took place.
Real life situation.
Yeah, and we've talked about it on a show before.
Let's go.
What I got?
Okay, Gene.
If your man received a gift from an item from a different girl or your girl. Mm-hmm. Would you be okay with him wearing it around you? Say, for instance,
like an ex?
Like a girl that he was fucking with while he was fucking with you.
No.
And now he was wearing it. Like, maybe he bought it. Like she bought him like a tech
suit or some shit.
While
we was together?
While y'all was like, y'all was together. Y'all was on and off. Like, y'all still fucking with each other. Like, that's your nigga. Yeah, ain't your nigga, but that's your nigga.
Take it back. Why would I know that she bought it? Why you know that? How you find that out?
Did you not hear about going through phones and shit?
Oh, shit.
You just know. You just find out.
So, I don't know.
I knew because I seen the packaging with a girl name on it. Mm-hmm. And he was opening it and putting it on. And I'm like,
oh, hell
bitch,
nah.
I know all your family members. There ain't none of them your family members. So, So I told him straight up, I said, don't wear that stupid ass shit around me. I'll smack shit at you. He like, oh my God, what the problem? Blah, blah, blah. But then I got to go back and be like, a lot of shit that I wear, a lot of niggas bought.
That's what I say too, but it's prior to us being together. So I can wear this bag.
I don't know.
But I don't know. I will say I wouldn't be mad just because of that. Because like it's to this day a nigga sends something for me.
Right.
That's we not together. We ain't talking months, but it just be like, I saw that you retweeted some shit, or I saw that you liked some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But am I telling my nigga that?
No, I'm not telling him that,
but it's just like, where you get that? Oh, I just got this type
of
shit.
What if he know? What if he find, like, what if he find out that another nigga gave it, like, and he wants you to discard it? Are you going to discard it?
I'm not discarding it. I won't wear it around you, but. Yeah. Oh, buy me one. Buy me one.
Wait.
Buy
so
me you want him to discard his?
Yes.
No, he can have it. Just don't wear it around me.
Wait, so you saying if my girl get like a bag or something from another nigga.
But y'all not talking for real. Like, I mean, y'all talking, but y'all not together. Y'all like on and off or whatever. But that's your girl. Like, you know, y'all
at
working on
day,
building with each
right.
other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But she's still getting gifts from niggas and she wearing them around you. Is that acceptable?
If I ain't made, I feel like as a man, if I ain't made like the effort to kind of make it exclusive, because that's, it lies with the dude. Like, that's who's gonna make the situation exclusive. So if I haven't done that, then shit, I feel like she damn near free game.
But what if,
because you know I'm possessive though.
But what if you want to make it exclusive, but she just don't trust you? She's like, I still don't trust you.
Y'all
yet.
Working
like,
on?
We just working on me. We just you working know, on trying it. To figure shit out. But you still see her popping up with this new bag here, these new shoes, this, and you know this bitch ain't got it. You know she ain't buying that shit.
Mm-hmm. So where you get that Chanel from?
Right. Yeah. Bitch, you know you ain't buy that shit. And you wearing that shit around me? You gonna let her do that?
Nah, I'm a detached, because I feel like at this point, you not in the same mind space that I'm in.
So why do you feel like if a woman accepts a gift from a man, that means she's like emotionally attached to this man, or that she gives a fuck about him?
I feel like, look. I'm glad you said that, because I feel like this, right? Say if I slide in the chick DM that's married, she faithful, woot, woot, woot. A married woman, a woman that's committed, ain't even gonna open that motherfucker. But if she married and she even respond to me to say no, I feel like I still got a chance, because why are you even talking to me?
Okay, but that's a married woman. We talking about somebody that's single and not right. with you because y'all talking. You fucked up.
But we go
fucked.
Together, no, but we
what
not
I'm
together.
Saying, you said if she... accept the gift. She's single.
Right. So should that matter?
It matters.
Cause y'all pride.
Yeah.
Exactly. It do matter.
Like,
okay. Hello.
Cause your pride. Cause you're not buying her the Chanel. So where the fuck you got that from? On top of that, I'm not even buying it for you. Like,
yeah. So now you like, damn, now she fucking with this nigga that's doing something for her.
That's XYZ. So now it's fucking with you, right?
That must be what she like. I can't give her that life.
And now it's going to be like, I feel like I got to compete.
Mm. Exactly. And I want to talk about that. So I want to talk about that.
Proceed, my nigga.
Okay. So I just want to say this. I want to say, like, men, if you fucking with this girl, right, and you can't provide what she's getting from another man. So say, for instance, she's getting this bag or the jewelry and the clothes and the trips and the money and all these things. Like, don't get discouraged. Like, if she's spending a lot of time with you, a lot of quality time with you, and she putting off other shit for you, why would you feel like you're competing with somebody because of material things? Now, yes, there are some women that's out there that want those material things, but don't let that make you feel less of a man, because she probably don't even. Because
she
would
be with that nigga.
Yeah, like
she would be with him.
If,
like
I feel like
she's just taking. She not. I'm not gonna say she using him, but she like she gonna accept the gifts, because why the fuck not? But at the same time, don't say that that's what I want, that's what I need, and that's the type of man that I attract. Because nigga, I'm fucking with you, and you ain't doing none of that, so you can't say that.
But I feel like men feel that type of way because in the back of their mind, they have seen or heard her say, allude to wanting those type of things. And if somebody else is giving it to her, then it's like, damn, she getting what she want from.
I mean, and it don't help that also, like, a woman will use that to make a nigga mad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She will say, like, I'm finna go out of town with this nigga anyway. I'm finna go out the country with this nigga anyway on his private jet, so I don't give a fuck anyway. Whole time, she really do give a fuck, but she just saying that to piss you off because
exactly.
She know that shit like that bother you.
Exactly.
Whole time, she probably really don't even give a fuck. She probably ain't even going no fucking where, but she just gonna tell you that because she know that's what it's gonna take to make you upset.
Why you want to make me upset like that?
Because you just pissed me off. And now I'm going low.
But why you want to make me upset like that?
Because
like, Because like, ain't no coming back from that.
Because women, like, when we get mad, like, we don't give a fuck. Like, we're emotional. So when you hurt us, we want you to hurt just as bad as we hurt.
But also, I feel like what you just said, I feel like I don't want to be with nobody who think being with me, they doing a favor by being with me. So if a chick I'm talking to ever say some shit like, oh, well, you know how many niggas want me? Go be with that nigga.
I hate shit
like
that, though. Niggas do that all the time. That's their favorite thing to say, like, or they love to be like, you know, because I feel like our generation always feel like, well, I ain't have to do it, or I don't owe nobody shit, because technically
we're
not together.
Yes.
And it's just like, to even think like that, like, oh, I don't owe nobody shit, like, why well, even have that mindset when you fucking with somebody? Like, as a common decency as a human being, you owe somebody something.
First of all, ain't no nigga finna hit me with her. You know how many bitches want me? Yeah.
Bye.
Not even, I don't give a fuck.
Because if you say some shit, I'm going to make the decision for you.
If a nigga told me, do you know how many bitches want me? Let me really think of my response. Because... Okay, goodbye.
But that's the thing. I feel like when you such like a boss bitch, like when you so in your bag, like you ain't never telling no nigga, like you know how many niggas want me?
Yeah.
Like nigga, you know how many niggas want me. I ain't even gotta tell you that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know how many niggas want me. I ain't even gotta say it. You know what it is.
Yeah, because when, like, when I be talking to types motherfuckers, I be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like one fuck up and you know it's a wrap on that. Like, all right, it's cool.
And that's why niggas, okay, hello. And niggas be, and that's where niggas be like, they put their tail in between their legs because they just be like, damn, like I can't compete with that shit. So I'm not gonna compete. But it's like it's not a
even
competition.
The fact that you can't compete. It's like why am I, if I wanna be with somebody who wanna be with me. So if that nigga is doing the thing, if he take you out, take you on trips, buying you bags every day of the week, cool. If that's what you want, be with that nigga. I'm not even gonna compete.
I just think it's just like a...
Why?
It's more like a man thing. It ain't got nothing to do with us, and which we gotta realize. Mm-hmm.
What you
like,
mean?
Because y'all compete without even knowing.
Yeah,
like
it ain't got nothing to do with us. We not telling y'all to compete with each other. Like,
what do you mean?
Competition is this nigga got this money, this X amount of money to where he can do all of this for your girl. The same shit that you want to do for your girl, but you can't because you can't provide it. Because at the moment, you just ain't got it. So the competition is and the pride and shit is with that man because you're trying to get to where that nigga at.
Nah.
Financially.
No. I'm trying to get to where I want to be at. That's what I say.
I mean, financially.
But it's even financially. I'm trying to get to a point because his bills and my bills, his expenses, my expenses, his net worth is different. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to be where he at. I'm trying to be where I want to be comfortable at. That's why I say it's not a competition.
But when I say like men compete, unknowingly compete with another man, they compete with a bitch ex just because. Like you would tell them something like y'all just talking about y'all past shit and you could see a certain change in a nigga like, oh, because she used to certain stuff or she used to this and that. Now I feel like I'm competing in a sense. And y'all put that own pressure on yourself. Like, she used to X, Y, and Z. Not saying you can't have standards because this is the type of bitch I am. But it's also like, you're putting yourself in that. Like, you're out trying to outdo this because this nigga took me to Tulum. Now you want to take me to Turks. Like, what?
You know what? This is a... Because you know who I'm talking about. So when... Huh?
I said, lay it on me.
So... I was talking to this chick. Of course, she had like a famous ex or whatever. Somebody she used to talk to. Obviously, this nigga's up.
Right.
But in my head, I'm thinking, well, you're not even with this nigga no more. So that obviously wasn't good enough to me. That it wasn't good enough to you. You feel me? So that's why I don't think I could be competing because that nigga lost you. I got you now. We talking. Even if we're not together, I still got the same availability. As he did.
Yeah, I think what it is that if a man, just keeping it a buck, if a man is fucking with a beautiful woman, bad bitch, whatever you want to call her, he know what come with that.
He knows
that, like, there are going to be men out there that's going to do the absolute most
absolutely.
To get her attention. They going to say whatever. They going to pay whatever. They gonna fly you out. They gonna buy you whatever.
And the internet has made it worse.
Yeah, but men know that. So if you fucking with a bad bitch, he knows like what comes with that. So
you gotta be comfortable with it.
If you're fucking with a bad bitch, then you need to be a secure ass nigga and where you at, and just know like where you at with it.
What percentage? I'll answer this. What percentage of men do y'all think is comfortable dating a fine ass woman? Like, out of 100%, what percent do y'all think? 20.
Wait, you say it again?
What percentage of men, out of 100% of men, what percentage of that do you think is comfortable dating a fine woman?
You said 20%? I say, like, 15,
20%. I was going to say 15.
Okay.
Because you got to have a whole type of different
even it be false,
mindset.
It be, like, false confidence or, like, false... Like, you think a nigga, like, really secure with themselves, and then y'all get into it, and you say certain shit, you like, oh, that's the root of it. You ain't got it. It's okay.
Like, nigga, and then that's another thing. Niggas are keeping some shit that, like, bother him that he's seen or that, like, he just feel like he know about a female, and he'll hold that shit in all the way up until
y'all get into
argument. He'll say, oh, that's why you like to go out to eat on these days, or that's why you like to only eat at these places. And then you just be like, nigga, what are you talking about? Because I went out to eat with this nigga like 3 months ago. Like, and now you bringing that shit up. Like, right. Did that bother you? Because back then it didn't bother you, but now it bother you. Like, I just feel like men just need to be like honest peace. About they men just need niggas to be like honest peace, about their feelings and their emotions. Like, if something bother you, just say it, and then y'all could talk about it.
Like that, niggas just feel like it's lame to express their feelings.
Yeah, they do.
Because women have made it feel like
no, y'all made y'allself feel like that.
Right.
Y'all don't have safe space within y'allselves. Y'all call y'allselves gay for just talking like y'all. We create safe spaces for ourselves, so we're able to be emotional with other women because we know how it feels to be a woman. Mm-hmm. Y'all be so hard at everywhere.
Yeah.
And then even with y'all friends, it's just like you trying to say that your feelings hurt, but you like, I'm straight though. It's nothing like
it.
It's cool.
I just got caught cheating on my girl, but I'm straight though. Nigga, like you blowing that girl phone up at night. You can't sleep at night. Like, it is okay to be in your feelings.
And we be down bad about a nigga, and our friends know it. Like,
I love for my man to be a vulnerable ass nigga with me. Like, tell me everything, baby. Lay on my chest.
So you ain't never used
it.
Y'all ain't never used that against a nigga. Y'all ain't never used that against a nigga.
No.
No, I'm gonna say
niggas be so nonchalant. Like, you got feelings? Oh.
No, I'm going to say this. Yes, women have...
And many times you'll call me emotional.
Women do. You are emotional. You're emotional. But who said that was a problem? Negative thing.
You use it as if you use it as an insult. Oh, you're so emotional.
But y'all call women emotional.
True.
So...
Because
okay, we're human beings. We're
all emotional. Listen, it's a difference. This is the difference. You can be emotional and express your emotions without... acting like a bitch
or a child.
What is acting like a bitch?
Acting like a bitch is doing this. Like, if you don't like something, instead of just being like, I don't like that, like keeping it simple, you want to like drag this shit on and be like, oh, so that's why. Oh, so you want to. So that's what you want to do, huh? Mm-hmm. So you want to do that, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's what's going on. Like, shit like that. Little stupid
or
ass.
Or petty. Like, niggas just
shit.
Get petty. Like, when we say sassy man, we talking about like, usually right, like, when you fucking with a certain nigga, my attitude is not the best. It's not the best. So if I have an attitude and how you react to me, that let me know like what type of nigga you are, like if you sassy or not. Like, some niggas, you have an attitude that nigga act like your sister. Like, he got an attitude with you. So now y'all both got an attitude. Like,
yeah.
Now he like this and you like this. Like,
so
I'm
what's
good,
the
I'm good.
What's the alternative option for
it? Be like
other,
a real
other
nigga.
Than
it be like
attitude.
Fix your attitude.
Yeah,
like, why you acting like that?
It.
Like, da 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 da. Like, and you gonna be like, you know what? You're right.
Communication.
No, the hell you not.
Yes,
you
are. Well, your attitude is. Yes, sometimes you will. If it's not nothing that he did, if he can't control it, you know what? It's just like, you right. You didn't even piss me off. I'm mad because this bitch fucked my order up. So you know what? I'm not even going to have an attitude.
Yeah.
I'm going to just chill. But a nigga be like, you mad because they got your Starbucks order? Da, 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 da.
Right.
So
now
y'all
mad
both
at me.
Getting into it.
I ain't do nothing to you and you mad because you, yeah, like, no, like, just keep
that'd
it cool.
That'd be sassy,
and
man.
Then sometimes, like, women do, like, we get in our feelings and sometimes we don't want to fucking be bothered. And if we get into an argument and you right and I'm wrong, I really don't want to fucking talk to you. So, like, just let her calm down for a little bit and then she'll come back around, but you ain't got to be acting like how she acting because...
Yeah, why act like a right? Come on now.
But when I say being emotional, like, it's okay to show your emotions, but to act on your emotions is the problem. Like, when you start acting weird, now you can be upset about something or you can be sad about something, but don't let that turn into you being petty or you being like angry at me. How about we just talk about it and you explain why you feel that way? Like, damn, mm-hmm. like you just gonna like you went out to eat with that nigga, and I'll tell you like, yeah.
Cause you
and wouldn't
then
know. Don't be like, I bet. Fuck right. You talking about. Watch this. Give me the fucking
exactly.
keys. Like, you ain't going nowhere. Ah, I'm doing all this other shit.
Niggas do that.
Like, nigga, bad. Like, if you don't like it, just say, like, I don't want you going out to eat with that nigga. And be like, okay. Bet.
Or they don't even say nothing, and then you look on social media, they didn't post some shit. And it's like, why are you posting that? Like, or like, tweet some
no
shit.
Like,
I dealt with a nigga, like, he'd tweet some shit and it just be like, or just say something. And it would, like, I don't give a fuck because I say whatever on social media, but I know that we just got into it. So why the fuck you just post this Lil Durk song? Like, Lil Durk about to get you knocked the fuck out.
Okay, hello.
Like, bad.
Really, at the end of
I'm
the day, stop playing with women because we really going to go there every time. So stop, please stop playing with us.
Stop playing with them.
And you want to play, then we going to play. Now we motherfucking at the jungle gym, bitch.
What?
Playing.
I got a question.
Hello?
Would you rather your partner have a lot of bodies or a lot of kids?
The bodies.
Bodies.
Come on now. All them people in your house?
Okay.
Mm-mm. When I say a lot, I mean like three.
What'd you say? See? I said
bodies. Three?
Bodies. Yeah, I'd rather my girl be a hoe than have kids.
Yeah. Come on. That's real, too much.
I mean real hoe. I mean link in bio.
Type yeah, shit. I don't.
I prefer her really be
Can
hoeing.
I choose none? Because I don't want my nigga to have a lot of bodies either. Because if I'm walking in somewhere with my nigga and he my nigga and I got all these bitches and he got real good dick and I'm walking in here and all these bitches
but that's your dude.
Eyeing him and shit like that. Like, that shit feel weird and now I want to beat their ass.
But that's your dude.
I still want to beat their ass though. And his but ass for know, even putting like, me in an environment with these bitches. Because
I kind of like that. Like, y'all ain't with this nigga I am. So, I don't care what he did for you. I don't care who he fuck with before me and... You not with this nigga. So and you not about to be with this nigga.
So if your dude got 200 bodies, it's cool?
I would never want to know that. I would never want 200.
200, I think, is very reachable for some men out here.
That's too much.
I think 200.
I wouldn't want to know that.
You just wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to know that.
I think 200.
But he 200 and clean.
I think 200 for a man here in Atlanta is very much so reachable. Like, if you thinking that a nigga.
Is insane.
If a nigga is 35 and up, he done caught close to 200 bodies. And he got money in motion. He done caught up to like close to 200 bodies.
He
said
he clean, right? He clean. 200
and clean. Because you can hit a new bitch every day of the week.
Yeah. Especially like if you like a dude that ain't got no standards.
Yeah, like you can hit a bitch real quick.
I would like, just would never want to know that. Like you got like 200, I would never. That would turn me off real bad. Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
But who's really counting? Like, you really just doing estimations when you think about shit
but
like that.
But you really yeah, be counting, but you really know you ain't 200. Like, you know you ain't 150. You know where you at. Like, you know the range.
I counted my bodies when I was in college.
But I feel like women, even the bodies that we don't want to talk about, we can still list. Like, we can name every last nigga that I know. Like,
I'm telling you straight up, in college, I wrote a list of motherfuckers that I fucked. Like,
we did too. We had like a party.
Yeah, we wrote a list and then we burned that bitch and was like, oh, well, sayonara.
Yeah, yo, bodies restarted after that.
Hello, every year.
You was a virgin.
Happy New Year. New pussy. Yeah.
New pussy,
new
me.
You gotta write
their
names
pussy,
down.
New me.
Uh-huh. Oh
my God.
I'm
a virgin again.
What?
Hello. Because that's nasty. Like, I don't want my nigga. Like, just like a man don't want his girl fucking a lot of niggas. Like,
yeah.
Men care about that. They care so much.
You say what?
They care.
We care about what?
How many bodies a girl has? Mm. Like, he cares.
I feel like at this point, I'm...
Niggas give a fuck.
They be caring, but they love hoes. So, it's Listen, just like...
But they not gonna wife a hoe, though.
Let me speak.
They do. They like, take them off the street. Yes. Take them out the
Listen,
streets.
I'm older now. So, a lot of the women who I... Because I really don't want to talk about they got kids. So, if they ain't got no kids now, they probably, they hoeing.
Hold on now.
Everybody who ain't got no kids are hoeing?
No, I'm not saying that. Came out. That, I worded that
yeah,
awfully.
Yeah, like,
I worded that awfully. I'm saying the selection pool of women.
That you like. Say that you like.
That I like.
Okay. That you like. The women that you like.
Yeah.
If they don't have kids yet,
yeah.
Most likely they doing what they doing.
They doing what they got to do to survive. Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that.
I can see them hoeing on Instagram.
But that's the thing. The type of women he like, though.
Yeah, that was the qualifier.
It's the type.
Yeah.
What blows you? A man to be like, I don't care how many bodies she had, but whole time, like, he crying.
Can't eat.
Like, he can't eat, he can't sleep, like, he's crying. Like, he really don't want nobody touching his
girl. Especially if they found out and you fucked the nigga that they know.
Yeah.
It's going to be like.
That's it. Yeah, ain't
like,
no coming back.
It's over. Like, you sit here and say, and then on top of that, what blows me is that men automatically assume that If you got a lot going on for yourself and you look good, you automatically fucking somebody. Like, why can't I just be put up in the house working?
Type shit, though.
With my roles, like, because y'all niggas got dirty dicks. And
or
I
they
ain't
think that
to...
we can't go 3 months or 6 months, whatever, without having sex. Like, niggas' dicks is
because
not that
we,
good,
you know,
though.
You know why? We just look...
I personally cannot.
Let me say this.
I can definitely say that.
We think that.
I'm spending the block on some old dick for sure.
because we're looking at the probabilities, right? Like, you know, you have the people that you see on a daily basis, wherever you got to do your routes that you run, the people that you run into. Cool, got that. But you also are on social media. You having everybody in the world throwing themselves at you. So on the average, a woman probably got a curve 100, 150
You ain't got a curve shit. A motherfucker can sit in your DMs for years.
You ain't
got to
even curve it.
I got niggas
you
in my DMs.
You can go back to someone that said
you
don't,
you don't got, curve it. You're right. You don't got a curve it. But I'm saying that's how many dicks are being thrown at you a day.
Who gives a fuck about it? So, okay, so you're trying to tell me just because I got 100 dicks getting thrown at me, we're not as easy as, now there are some, but we're not as easy as y'all niggas. Like, y'all can go and fuck whatever, whenever, and all this other shit. And you think just because we got, like, if you had 100 bitches in your DMs, you would have fucked 100 bitches. We got 100 niggas
in our... I would find a way to fuck 200 bitches if I had 100 in my DM.
And if we had 100 niggas in our DMs...
Next!
It almost makes us annoyed a little bit having all them niggas. Like, it just be like, oh...
That shit is annoying.
You know, right. You know they trying to fuck. That shit is annoying. To even think that I'm going to fuck you is insane.
And that's another thing.
Audacity.
Niggas assume that's the audacity, blows me like, the most. Niggas assume like, oh... Yeah, your DMs popping. Your DMs popping. You think they popping? I don't give a fuck about them DMs. Right.
Exactly.
Now I got to be pussy popping on a handstand because my DMs.
Because my DMs. But that's go back to being a secure man. If you know that your bitch's pressure is just like.
Deal with it.
I ain't starting that DM. Like, I'm with this hoe every day. Like, right. Exactly. Like, you be putting my slides now, on the, to go get the DoorDash.
I think where the insecurity comes into play is where this nigga is doing whatever the fuck he doing. And he know that he doing it and getting away with it and he can just do whatever. So, and he know that he can slide in a bitch DMs and that bitch just easy.
I'm just saying.
So, he know the caliber of niggas that's in your DM. So, he thinking the same thing. Like, damn, like. She could just do the same thing I just did, and she don't know. So now I don't know, but she bad as fuck, and this nigga got all this money. I know she fucking this nigga.
Right.
Now you in your own head.
Yeah.
That's why I said don't go through my phone. Like,
okay.
Because it's not even like the responses.
It's gonna throw you off.
But don't go through my phone. You're going to really hurt your feelings. Just don't go through my phone. Don't go for through sure. my DMs. Don't you go through
what?
My phone. Don't do that.
You're right, because... Nigga don't even got to see no names. Nigga look at the IG DMs and see the blue checks.
And see the blue checks.
Ain't gonna lie, I have my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Or the right the likes.
Let the wrong,
niggas do look at the likes.
Let the wrong comment get pinned.
Nigga, I had a... No, fuck getting pinned. You ain't getting pinned. But...
You be pinning me?
What it, no, let me shut up. I had my DMs open one time. Like, I just was... sat down, whatever. Motherfucker was like, a lot of the blue checks in there, huh? And yes, thank you very much. One time I had a nigga, we talking, we just having a whole conversation. He recite a whole comment under a picture. Like, yeah.
That's how you know.
Such. I'm like,
watch it.
Yeah.
Because niggas will bring your tweet up verbatim and you be looking
user
like.
XC321ATL said.
But listen. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Keep it a young buck.
I ain't reciting shit. But if it's a nigga that I'm fucking with, I am a fucking psychotic motherfucker. I am going through your likes. I am going through your comments. I am going through your followers.
I'm going through your followers. If that follower went up one,
hello.
Who you just followed?
This nigga told me he was going to the club one time. Let me tell you how crazy I am. He told me he was going to the club. I found every bitch that worked in that club. And I looked to see if he followed any of them bitches. I'm just telling you, I'm throwed off. And so I looked to see, like, who them bitches was. I'm like, okay, that's his type. Let this motherfucker come back with an extra follow. And I looked them up, and that's in your motherfucking followers. I'm going to beat your ass. Because now what you following her for? Because now I'm going to beat your ass. And that happened before. And I had to beat everybody ass.
Because
what you getting the DMs for? I mean, what you getting the Instagram for?
To network.
Network what?
But that's
this
the thing. Niggas
bottles.
Is so slick. They ain't
this
following
bitch
bitches no
more.
They DM a bitch every day and don't follow them. Like, niggas is slick. Like, it's fuck.
Niggas
this
look.
This bitch is bringing out bottles. What is you networking with?
Maybe she want to be
she
a podcaster.
She don't want to be no motherfucking podcaster. Bitch, pod your, okay, right. Hello. Cash your ass over there.
I look through your likes, though. Who is this?
Bitch, I'm doing the absolute most. Do not date me. I'm a psychotic ass bitch, and I will do the most. I done been through some shit, so I need to figure
niggas
everything out before I move forward. I need to know exactly what the fuck going on, but what I'm getting myself into. What the fuck you got going on? Who is this? Who is this bitch? And why is you following this bitch? I'm fucking crazy. And I'm very territorial.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Me too.
All three of us are.
January?
We December.
I'm January.
January 4th? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm Christmas Day, December 25th. She December 26th.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's why we up here talking.
Because that sound
shit.
Like me. Because, like, shit? Don't, like,
yeah, because what
like,
y'all
I
doing?
Ain't too crazy. Like, I probably won't do that. But, like, shit. Just don't play in my face because you going to get knocked the fuck
but
out.
But, see,
like.
And I be knowing, and I don't be telling people. Like, I only be telling the podcast because I know there's some other crazy delusional-ass bitches out there just like me. So I just be trying to relate. But I don't be too much telling people how fucking crazy I am.
No, I tell them. I tell them. I tell them on the first link.
No, I'm not saying, like, I'll let a nigga know. I'm fucking psycho. Like, I'll be like, no, I'm crazy.
Like, before we get into this, I want to let you know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. Like, I always tell a nigga, like, before you start liking me, like, I'm really crazy as fuck. Like, I'm psychotic. And it's like, I'm probably not bleaching your clothes, but I'm really crazy as fuck. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to bleach your clothes.
Wait,
clothes.
What?
But you were a knife, so. But see, I'm not a mess up your stuff type of person. Mm-hmm. I'm a beat the fuck out you type person.
Damn.
And I'm such like a investigator, so I collect all like I'm getting ready for a case. Like
same,
I be feeling like a motherfucker, paralegal in that bitch. Like all right,
same.
This is Exhibit A. Exhibit A to Z.
Exactly.
Evidence.
I need all my shit lined up so that when you can't lie. Because when you try to lie, I'm going to be like, okay, now I'm going to follow up with this question because now you got me fucked up. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you this one last question.
And I'm going to hope you don't lie to me.
I hope you don't
and
lie.
And I just pray you do not lie to me.
Because if you do, I'm knocking your ass the fuck out.
I always say, if I'm asking, I know already.
Come so on now. I'm not asking for my help.
You know,
like,
you know what I want
if
you to know.
She's asking you a direct question. Tell
she knows.
That woman the
just
truth.
Confess.
I know already.
Have you ever asked a man something and he actually told the truth?
No.
No? You? I just experienced that for the first time, and I couldn't believe it. I had already planned my exit plan. I planned my whole exit, right.
The whole synopsis.
I planned the whole shit out. Like she said, like, A to Z. I had the whole shit lined
up. And you didn't have to
up.
Go to pass B.
No, I actually was like, damn, like, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Like, I fuck with you for that. Thank you. I ain't even mad you fucked that bitch.
I ain't even mad you did that.
Here I am.
Who?
You said you are?
You said you was talking to somebody else? I thought you said you was talking to somebody else. My ears is messed up.
Okay.
What'd you say?
The key to it is that if you ask a man the truth, I mean, if you ask a man a question and he tells you the truth, don't flip out because then he will continue to tell you the truth. Now, if he tells you the truth and you go outside his shit, you throw bleach on his
shit,
he ain't telling you the truth no more. He's scared.
That's true.
I got a question for y'all. So, you know, everybody has their own goals and aspirations in life with the wham. But do you think you could be, like, friends with somebody who want to do the exact same thing that you do?
Yes. Yes. Because iron sharpens iron. And when you in your own race, you're not competing against nobody. Especially if it's somebody that you're friends with. Like, if anything, they're going to put you on game. Like, all right, you need to be doing X, Y, Z. You trying to do da-da-da-da. But I think it gets weird when it's a secret animosity or, like, it's really, like, I want your life. Or
how do you...
Wait, can you... I mean, I heard what she said, but I didn't hear the whole question. Cause
can you be friends with somebody that wants to do the same thing that you do? I kind of asked that question on the radio a while ago.
I mean, I think...
Like,
I
they
think that
be,
that's kind of hard.
They want to be JoJo Alonso.
Yeah, I... No, you can't. You have to be who you are and who you are. You have to, like, if we're friends and that's just who you've always been, like, you've always been
I respect
on that.
It.
Yeah.
You know, then it's like, okay, cool, then let's do this together. But all of a sudden, you want to switch up from doing fucking makeup or hair to doing this.
And it also is how long y'all been friends, too.
Yeah.
Like, because some people grow. Like, I've been friends with you since we've been 17, nigga. Like, we 27 now. Like, I'm pretty sure you want to do other shit. And I done did so much things. Like, I'm not mad that you want to explore yourself. Mm-hmm. But we just got cool and you was doing stitch braids.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, you want to... Exactly.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, you doing eyebrows and shit and whatever. Like, now it's getting weird. Like, you didn't really want to do that.
Yeah.
Now you doing that shit because...
My perspective on it is, like, we can want to do the same thing, but if we ain't got the same hustle, like, you said iron sharpens iron, but, like, what if it's not iron on the other end of that? What if it's, like...
If they, like, on some bullshit?
Yeah, like, they say they want to do something, but they bullshitting. So,
then let them
but,
help you to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I feel like you can only help people to a certain extent, but what works for
Me is not going to work for you. Right. You got to find your own thing.
You can only lead someone for so long. And to the point to where now that's just, I feel like you
no,
can
No, I'm saying, they want you to
it.
Say, I want to be that. Put
no,
me
listen,
in that position.
No, listen, oh, no. I feel like no. You can help a person. I feel like it is okay to help a person all the way up until it is starting to take away from you. Take mm-hmm. away your energy, take away your time, take away things that now is starting to be a burden.
It's going
to
be that. Like, it's going to okay, be that regardless.
But like, not know, even take away from
no,
you.
Saying,
but
it start,
like that
starts with,
I didn't help a lot of people
with,
in my lifetime.
No, but what I'm saying is, it starts with time. And you know me, I'm the type of person, I'm still growing, but I'm going to try to bring other people up at the same time.
You
but
gotta.
I, what, I'm, what I'm saying, it's going to, that's gonna, it's going to be that regardless. Because the minute you start allocating time to somebody else, that is already taking away time. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but that's what it is. They're taking
well,
away time.
I will say that the first thing first is you that ain't on them. That's on you. So before you even decide to jump into something to help somebody that's going to mm-hmm. take away from your time, that's mm-hmm. on you. That ain't on them.
But y'all friends.
But that, still,
okay,
that's
but
boundaries, though.
That's on
though.
You. That's
you
on
grown.
You. Yeah, like if somebody asked me right now, like, hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm like, I can't fucking do X, Y, and Z. I gotta work. I got to go get my daughter. I got to take her to karate. I got to do X, Y, and Z. I don't have time to, you my friend, but I'm going to be wearing myself all the way thin if I do that. I'm sorry, friend, but I can't do that for you.
But sometimes we have to admit when we can't do shit. A lot of times we be like, yeah, and then when it come down to it, one, you feel some type of way doing it because you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, you also probably not going to do it as much as you, like, full out. Like, it's going to be half-assed because you don't want to do it. Like, I think when friends ask for help, don't overextend yourself. That's something Please. That I've learned. Like, I can't overextend. If I can't do it, baby, I can't do it. I don't care how mad you get. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't got it. I can't do it.
Yeah. And
rather,
you have
I'd
to
rather
get,
my friend say that.
Yeah, but you have to get to that point because I've been in that situation before, like, multiple friends, like, try to help them out, try to lead them in the right direction, try to tell you, like, help you, like, what to do. And you just have to be, like, you have to be mindful and pay attention to mm-hmm. if they're really actually paying attention to what you're saying. Like, if you're asking me for help and I'm helping you and you're not even listening to what I'm telling you, like, the ins and out of the industry is,
mm-hmm.
and you're not even doing the basic,
because, but listen,
then
that,
can't.
Because they want you
but,
to do it for
no,
them.
That's what I'm saying. They don't want to do They right. don't want to do that. They want you to just take them to the radio station.
No.
You know that ain't going on.
They don't know that. You know how many times?
But I feel like, too, you have to tell them, too, like, this is not that. Like, on some shit. Like, I feel like we be so in our bag, like, yeah, I got it, that I can pull strings in. Sometimes it work, but, like, sometimes you got to be like, that's not happening.
Yeah, and it don't make sense. Like, we can't just bring somebody we know that want to do radio up here. Like, if they ain't doing nothing else.
I don't know. Maybe I give off resting bitch face or whatever it is, because I don't have no motherfuckers coming to me and being like, oh, take me to the radio station. Huh? Who? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, and on top of that, one thing about me, I done worked very, very, very hard, and I worked a very long-ass time to be where I am. Like, radio, it takes a very long time to establish a career in radio, and that's just what it is. And it might sound fucked up, but I'm not finna just give you no handout for some shit that I done worked my whole life for. I'm just not.
I feel like, but there are so many prerequisites that come with getting up here. Like, they kind of have to go through those baby steps.
You do.
Before you even, like, get an opportunity,
like,
for me to help
steps,
you.
Right.
Because what happened if, okay, I do bring you up here, and you bad because you mm-hmm. ain't did nothing that it took to get here.
That
you ain't did none
name.
Of the groundwork. It's kind of like going from algebra, going from goddamn pre-algebra to goddamn trigonometry. Like, you ain't do no algebra in between, no algebra
no,
1, 2, 3.
I get it. It's more like a
no
like, calcius. If you, it's like a if you own.
Is that what it is?
Calcius? Are you going?
Calculus.
That's
okay.
funny.
Calcius is
that's
for
like,
your bones.
If you own, are you going to put your people on that ain't on? It just goes, it falls into that.
But you got
to
know
like,
what your people can
to do. Would you be willing to put your people on?
You say what?
Would you be willing to put your people on if you own?
I'm going to put my people on the positions that
they
that
thrive
they can
in.
Do.
That they thrive in,
because
right.
a lot of times, I've seen people say this too, right? Like,
what if it's your friend that ain't got shit going on and they just don't do shit? They just smoke weed all day. They ain't taking care of their damn kids. Like, they just, well they you probably wouldn't
be
friends with them anyway.
Yeah.
You, once you said they ain't taking their kids, okay.
Yeah,
they,
okay.
Be cool.
Them friends,
okay, so let me take out the kids part. Because if you're not taking
past,
care of your kids, I don't, and you got friends, then your friends, you, like, what?
You cut your friend off their bad parent?
Hell yeah. You're a terrible person if you're a bad parent. The hell
you think so?
If you're not a good parent, you're not a good friend. Like you
No, a person can be a good friend and not a good parent. Because they will put that friend
but
before
being
that
a parent is a like being
what about, I don't want to be no parent.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
that's different.
No,
like,
but that's what I'm saying. Sometimes, like, people have morals. Like, we're normal people, we have morals. Like, if you're not taking care of your kids, then get the fuck around from me, you know? But we can't say that you're not a good friend if you're not a good parent, because there are people out here that don't give a, like you said, don't give a fuck about their kids. They care more about their social life than they do their kids, and they will put more effort into that friendship than they would
that
relationship
like
with their
that
kids.
That just shows a lot about your character. You're not a good parent. Like, at any moment, I'm good with you right now, but, like, let some shit happen with me.
Ain't no telling how you gonna
you treat your own child this way, I'm pretty sure, like...
I don't got shit no
what if I me? Didn't want that motherfucker yeah, to begin that, with?
That'd be different with
like, what
y'all.
If it, what if it's like a spite baby? It's a spite baby from a one-night situation.
But I'm going to tell you this. That child didn't ask to be here, though.
Child.
That child didn't ask to be here.
I didn't ask for her to be here, too.
But that child is innocent, so they don't deserve to get treated however you feel like you should treat them, because they mama kept the child. Like,
so you think
the child is innocent now? They didn't ask to be here.
So you think that just because you didn't want that baby, that you shouldn't have to take care of the baby because the baby's here already?
Nah, you got it because I was in that situation. So I.
What situation you was in?
I ain't grow up with a daddy.
What?
I ain't grow up with my daddy.
You didn't grow up with your father.
Do I need a translator? In this?
Yes, you do, because then nobody understands what you said.
I did not grow up with a father, so I know when I do have a kid, regardless, that's why I'm so safe now, mm-hmm. because I want to make sure it's a good situation.
Okay, but if it's a bad situation, are you saying you're not going to be in that child's life?
I'm gonna be in the child's life. I'm not gonna be with the mother, right. But I'm gonna be there.
I mean, yeah, like we know, like, nowadays, that I don't even think it even goes like that anymore. Mm-hmm. I just think that random people get pregnant by random niggas these days, and it just so happened, like,
they don't even know them.
The luck of the draw. Like, you either pop up with a nigga that's going to do right, or you pop up with a nigga that's not. And that's just the chance that you take when you lay down with a nigga and fuck unprotected.
Yeah.
I deal with that shit every day I wake up. I've been dealing with that shit for 6 years now. So.
Okay. That's just birth control.
Birth control.
I was once upon a time on birth control, but birth control, like, sometimes...
No, I'm saying what you just said was birth control. Like, you've been dealing with shit for 6 years. Like, you got to really think about, like, the nigga that you have a baby with. Like,
oh, yeah, exactly. And even to this day, like, now, I still be fucking raw. I ain't gonna lie.
Some people never learn their lesson.
I feel like I ain't learned shit. But the niggas that I have had sex with unprotected... Please shoot this club up. Thank you.
Niggas, plural?
Yeah, niggas, plural. I said the niggas that I fucked, like, you know, shoot the club up.
Ooh, TikTok will be mad at you.
I know.
They don't like real people. That's the problem.
Mm. I'm just saying, like, I say that to say that I have been careful with the guys that I've been fucking with and fucking unprotected, so that if they do shoot the club up, I won't have to go through the same thing I'm going through now. That's what I'm saying.
Could you be with a nigga that was in, like, in the club doing TikTok dances?
No. Absolutely not. I hate them shaking hips. I hate a nigga shaking his hips.
You shake your hips and see what
like
the fuck
Shakira
happened.
And shit. Like, that shit. Like, just imagine, like, a bitch like, yo, I just seen your nigga. You like, where he at? He downstairs. What he doing?
On the dance floor.
He's like, where's Latrell type shit? Like,
that shit is embarrassing. That's embarrassing as fuck.
What's more embarrassing? Like, him
what's
in the club dancing?
I'd rather be talking to a bitch. I'd rather be like my nigga at the bar talking to a bitch than me doing TikToks.
Hold on.
Yeah,
what's more embarrassing? Your nigga in the club doing TikToks, or him in a bitch's DMs getting left on red? I'm talking about multiple.
Yeah. Left on red. That's sad. Don't embarrass me like that.
That's so embarrassing.
And it's just like, damn, look at her. And then it's like, when you know, and then on top of that, I'm pretty sure the girl noticed you got a bitch.
I went
so she
a nigga
already
phone.
Like, this girl, nigga.
Listen.
Sad.
I went
going
through a
out sad in my DM.
And I went through his DMs one time, and this nigga was left on red. And when I tell you, I was so fucking embarrassed.
I was embarrassed as fuck
because... Like, despite the pigtails and the sweatsuit, I'm bad as fuck. So, you sliding in these bitches' DMs and being left on red is just like, what type of nigga am I talking to? Like,
yeah.
Who are you?
Damn, I'm the only one went for it?
Like, what the
damn, fuck? Don't nobody want you but me?
And now I'm finna clown your ass and be like, so you and these bitches DMs, they don't even want your ass.
No, for real.
They don't even fucking want your ass.
Red, embarrassing
ass. I don't even want your ass.
I had bitches screenshot a nigga and send it to me. That's like
she pulled that nigga up by the collar and said, is this your nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for real.
That's embarrassing. Okay.
Such and such. Screenshot.
I would rather take the TikTok nigga than a nigga getting left on red in the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok boo. Okay, hello.
What the fuck is you
we
talking about?
That bitch going viral. That's embarrassing. Fuck you out. Do not take your ass.
I had a girl DM me once and told me to block her nigga.
To block her nigga?
Yeah. Like,
did you block her? I mean, did you block him?
No.
Why not?
Was you even fucking with him?
No.
Oh.
Well, why you didn't block him?
Because I wasn't fucking with him. Like, girl, don't put me in the middle of y'all shit. Yeah. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm just minding my business.
I know you.
You like.
I ain't gonna lie. Probably not. I probably would.
Yeah, like. Now, if it's a nigga that's like on some shit, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of wrong, I probably will block him. Like, I'll block him. But, like, I ain't about to block this nigga. Like, girl,
he wasn't doing
alone.
Nothing. He went in your DMs.
He was liking pictures. It was liking the pictures. Like, I know that she went through all my pictures and see her nigga name it every last one.
Yeah, Instagram gonna tell on you too, boy.
Yeah, real bad.
That'd be the worst.
First one.
Your nigga name and 10,000 other people.
I sent that shit to you one day, remember? I said, see this, that shit I'm talking about. And you talking about some...
Oh,
yeah, but 20,000 other people like that picture too. I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
maybe your nigga
Shorty
be the first name there too. Like,
I thought you were talking about we was swapping booty pics.
No.
No, we talking about DMs that can't get out. We gonna have to self destruct our shit.
Facts. But no, I'm saying like what I sent you, and I'm like, this that shit I'm talking about. Stop. And
shit, I wouldn't have liked it too.
Facts. I'm gonna say this though, niggas, if you are in a relationship with a girl, you cannot. There are certain pictures that you can like on Instagram. There's some certain pictures you cannot like on Instagram. I'm saying that for me, I mean, I don't know. I don't give a fuck about no insecure. It's about making a bitch feel like my nigga wants you. Like, no.
What if I'm... I just like the aesthetic.
I don't give a fuck. Like, if we're in a relationship and this bitch got her old asshole on Instagram...
You know I like asshole,
and it say liked by like you and everybody else. Like, nigga, like, what type of message are you trying to, like...
I like your booty cheeks. Your booty cheeks is here.
I'd rather you do that shit in the DMs. Like, I had a nigga that was commenting on shit. I'm like, bro...
Oh, no, that's wild. That's nasty.
What the fuck?
You gonna
fuck
comment
is wrong
on
with
it?
You?
That's some nasty words.
Nigga, I can see you.
Like, nigga.
Like, you don't give
a
fuck.
The whole world.
Like, you gonna comment, you don't give a fuck.
The
you might as well put it on your story
you,
type
like,
shit.
And that's how you know a nigga's just nasty and just a savage, because it's like, nigga, like, you don't give a fuck.
It's about respect, or like a certain level of respect. Like, nigga, you don't respect.
Niggas
now, you
don't
commenting
think.
On an ass picture?
Niggas don't think.
That's
nigga,
crazy.
A nigga was wilding in JoJo comments. Over the holiday break, bro. This nigga said, JoJo, can you doo-doo on me?
Yeah, come shit on me. Yeah.
Oh, no.
He definitely...
Like, you sick bastard. I don't know if you thought this was, like, the feature where you comment and it goes straight to the DMs.
Niggas really don't be giving a fuck. Like, they don't.
They really don't.
And sometimes... And then they don't...
You ever looked at any of my comments like that?
They don't have knowledge. They don't be...
No.
I am, though. Watch.
Oh, damn.
But
I feel like Instagram be a little more censored. Like, I feel like Twitter... Comments be extreme, like it'd be like, what the?
Yeah.
Like, I love Twitter though,
Twitter
but like Instagram, it'd probably be like a, it'd be something. It wouldn't be that bad. Like Twitter, they'd say some shit like, why
your
would you
asshole.
Write for real?
I suck your spine out through your
like,
asshole,
what
girl.
The fuck? And this is for the whole world to see. Like
oh,
everybody
niggas gonna quote retweet it too.
Like, this is wild. Like
but
why
you
wanna
know
that?
What I do? Is I'll post a, you know, if I post a nice picture and I know I'm getting a lot of traction, a lot of views, a lot of likes and shit. Nah, I'll turn the comments off. I'll send that bitch to my story and give a nigga a safe space to, you know, do what he want to do.
Yeah, I put it on my story. I put it on my story.
So that way, what he wanted to say under that picture that he can't, you can say it in my DM.
I had a, shout out to Skylar. She had posted this picture on Twitter and I was like, I don't see how niggas don't like to eat ass. Because it was just that plump.
Okay, because one thing about me, baby.
Yo, please.
Please
don't. No. As a matter, we got to clean. That's my mic. Oh. Oh. I just said I don't want you using none of my mics. JoJo. Are you still entering into this endeavor?
What? Eating ass?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with eating ass. That belongs to my nigga.
Yeah, I'm not competing with that. Like, that's the thing. Like, certain bitches that they got it. Like, if you eating a booty, you got it.
You gotta be my nigga. I gotta love you. We gotta be together real bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm fucking a nigga and we only been dating for like a month, I'm not eating your asshole. Like,
it's fuck. I don't want to eat that. I'm sorry.
Niggas' balls are hairy. Niggas'
balls be smooth like eggs.
No. There's niggas. Like niggas don't. Like niggas don't be shaving like. They don't be shaving their balls. Like niggas like be having hair. Manscaped. I mean, some do. Like, I would appreciate it if they did, but if not, I still don't got a problem with putting them balls, hairy ass balls in my mouth. Ain't no problem with that.
Have you ever had hair caught in your teeth?
Not in my teeth, but like in my mouth, yeah.
Everybody in
the. I'm saying, like, if you in love with somebody.
Everybody got a.
Yeah, when you in love, it's different.
When you in love with somebody, you going I don't give a fuck. Like, we're going to do some nasty shit. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. Whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. Like, we going to be two nasty motherfuckers in there. I'm talking about nasty. What you want to do? Yeah, let's do it. I ain't never did it before, but let's try it. Fuck you talk about.
All that. I'm not putting my mouth on your ass.
You ain't met nobody you loved yet.
You could spit in my mouth. You could do anything. I'm not eating your ass. You
All right, we're gonna see Jenny in five years.
You gotta try
she
it.
She's gonna be here.
You gotta try it. It gotta be a fresh. It gotta be a fresh out the shower ass though. It can't be. Like,
bro, yeah, no, I ain't no way you can see yourself
like,
doing this.
Even if
I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I feel like I get there and start gagging like.
Sometimes you no have you you.
I seen you, an ass crack. I'm a not, man's ass crack like that is just not appealing to me. Like
I'm not looking
hairy.
At no.
Do the
ass
crack really turn y'all off? Like when they
yeah,
get out the car.
I don't like that.
Oh yes. Yeah, that is. A
it's giving
off.
Me like Uncle Elroy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like looking at like somebody's ass crack.
That's why niggas wear joggers.
No, but I don't like looking at niggas' ass cracks. Now that's
that's
like
so nasty.
Huh?
I said
nasty,
I don't like looking at niggas' ass cracks. I don't.
I hate seeing that.
JoJo, you said you eat butt. How you don't like eat?
Okay, so first of all, like, yeah, I'm not finna, I'm not like, let me see ass. Like, no, it's like, first of all, I can't see. When I suck dick with my eyes closed. Not because I don't want to see it, but that's just like, I noticed that that's a habit of mine.
Me too.
Like, it's just a habit. Like, my eyes just automatically
go
closed.
I gotta just,
sometimes,
involved in it, like.
Now, sometimes, like, when I realize, you know, oh, okay. Like, now it's time for me to take his soul with my eyes. Then I'll look up, you know. Sometimes he might
I love
be
looking,
looking
up when I eat pussy.
Not.
I love that.
Yeah, but I think that's weird if a nigga eat me out and he looking at me. Don't look
man,
at me.
Like this,
don't look at me while you eat my pussy unless...
Some of the girls be chubby, so that belly
you.
Be right
if
there,
I love
so I can't
you.
See it. I can't see
if
it
I love
nowhere.
You, you better look at me. Hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel that daddy.
I had a chick say she want to grab the back of my head and just like, monk, monk, monk.
What's monk, monk, monk? Oh. You fucking stupid ass bitch. I just personally feel like if you're in love with somebody, you would do whatever with them sexually. And you never know that like
you
might save them from cheating
they
on you.
Yeah.
Because they maybe like their sexual preference or something that they really want and they want to do it with you and you don't want to do
but
it.
But I feel like women are like that. Men are not like that.
Shit, you crazy. There's
if you asking if you on some real freaky shit and you ask him to do some shit that like it's like I want to stick something in his ass. I want to peg him or something. Niggas gonna be like, no. But if it's you, they're gonna be like, come on, let's do it. Right. Like even with threesomes, like a nigga want you with another bitch, but as soon as you be like, some niggas will go for it. But 9 times out of 10, niggas not like.
I feel like
but
we
that's
speaking,
okay. bring the nigga
I feel like
in.
We,
but
I,
that's okay.
I feel like we speaking from a perspective of younger people, but like them 50, 60 year old motherfuckers be freaky.
Well, I'm that saying like true. That's okay if
they
want
nasty,
something
yo.
They and
got
you're
got
not gonna do it. And that's something that they really, really like, then you guys can just agree to just not be together. Like, simple. If you feel like...
Wait, so you gonna...
Sex is super important to me. I don't give a fuck.
It's important, but...
You gonna not be together because I don't want to eat your booty?
No, I'm saying like... oh. No, I'm saying like... The fetishes, like, oh... Okay. For instance...
Oh, she wanna try, if she want
to
train run on
like, a nigga come to you... Yeah, like a nigga come to you and be like, I want you to peg me. You like, what the fuck, nigga? No, I'm not doing that shit. Like, no. Fucking
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
And then, I agree. Like, if that's not something that I'm even... I don't want to be with a nigga that we... I don't
right, know. And that's just the yeah. conversation y'all have. Like, shit, I don't think that's going to be something that I'm into, mm-hmm. so I don't really think we should
yeah,
because
if my girl says she like...
Now you're going to start cheating on me with a bitch or with a nigga shit. I don't
like,
know.
We don't know.
I don't fucking know.
If my girl says she like the doo-doo on niggas while she do the hokey pokey, then, you know, we're not going to be able to be together.
Why the fuck would she do that?
Motherfucking fetish is weird.
Go ahead.
Anyway, that is this week's episode of the Big Homies House. The homies are back in the building. We got Royale Green. You know, you are actually the first Mrs. Anything. Former
and
Mrs.
And I'm over here talking about eating butt crack and stuff. Don't yeah. even say that on there.
All right.
Girl,
well,
please.
You grown.
I'm eating.
You grown.
I am.
Gina's Collections.
Gina.
Please. Gina, I need your services too.
Okay. Follow me on Instagram _mixdisaster.
Mrs. What?
Mixdisaster.
Oh. I thought you said Mrs. Asta or some shit like. of course, JoJo Long Stockings. JoJo Long Stockings.
That's me.
Pigtails.
Shut up.
Ooh, we about to get stretched out. Anyway, that's another episode of We Gone. Out.